Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you go out for dinner, it can often be the case that there's food left over. So is it acceptable in Irish restaurants to ask for a doggy bag? Is it something the restaurants are prepared for? And are there any rules you should observe? The restaurant critic Carina Hargreave has all the answers on this. Carina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Does it matter, Carina, what kind of restaurant you're in? By which I mean, if you're in your Michelin star and you know, you say to Patrick Gibo, do you have no doggy bag there? Does that go down all right?
In the more formal sort of fine dining restaurants, typically what you'll get on the plate is, you know, it's more like Jackson Pollock sauces and all those sort of things. So you'll probably clean your plate, but there might be, you know, the petit four, the sweets at the end. So like, it'd be perfectly fine to ask for them, you know, at the end of that sort of meal. Although I did hear of somebody asking to take away or have wrapped up a souffle, which is deflated, and ice cream. So I don't know how they expected to get that home. But yeah. In general, in the other restaurants, I think people always think of the steak bone, don't they? You know, so it's like there, and whether you have a dog or not, you know, you're quite happy to ask for a doggy bone on that, or a doggy bag. But I'd ask for a doggy bag for anything, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So, and when you say anything, do you mean things like, you know, well, it depends on the restaurant, but some will bring out, say, bread.
Do you know, that's an interesting one, because I put up a poll on Instagram just asking, you know, just diners and chefs, you know what their opinions are. And one restaurant, actually Cafe Rua in Mayo, got back to me and they said that they've brown bread with their soup there. And, you know, sometimes people don't finish the brown bread that's on the plate beside them. So they're saying, take home the bread. They say it to people, you know, take it home and have it for toast tomorrow, because otherwise that is in the bin. You know, so and it's a shame, you know. So restaurants want us, they have to deal with food waste. So they're quite happy to see, you know, for the most part, for people taking food away and not leaving all the leftovers there.
Yeah. And would food waste be a big issue for restaurants? I imagine it would be.
It is. It's a really, really big issue. Like the Environmental Protection Agency estimated that 25% of food waste comes from restaurants and food services. So it's a lot. And I think people don't really realise that. And when they do, I think, you know, some people think, oh, you know, they're a bit embarrassed to ask for a doggy bag. But when you actually think of it in that context, that this food is going to be wasted, I think, you know, it sort of puts a different, you know, aspect on it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Now, I mean, you mentioned in some instances it might be practical to put something in a doggy bag, and you mentioned souffles and the like. Can it be unsafe, though, depending on the food you want to bring home with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the important thing to remember here is if you're getting food, if you're getting a doggy bag, like, that food really does become your responsibility at that stage. So, like, if you don't put your fish or your chicken or your rice in the fridge within 2 hours or whatever, you know, very, very quickly, and you poison yourself, that's your own doing. You know, it's not the restaurant. Mm. So I think there can be little issues there, you know, in terms of just reputation, you know, that they want to, you know, with restaurants, a few of them might be a bit worried from a health and safety point of view. But for the main part, like, you know, people cook food at home. They know exactly what to do with food. So they should do the same with food that they take away from a restaurant.
Yeah. And in your experience, have you ever been, or put another way, have you ever experienced that you've asked for a doggy bag and they've said, no, well, we don't have containers or anything?
No, it's never happened to me. And like, not all places would have containers, but they'll wrap food up in tinfoil, you know, so that's very common. So like, a lot of places do have containers. Some of them already do take away, or else they have those plastic containers for storage. And I mean, there are people who go to restaurants with containers, I think particularly people with children, you know. Yeah, I know people who do that. And the restaurants are delighted. You know, they think this is great.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, they'll wrap it up for you, you know, so it'll be in tinfoil. You can pop it in your handbag and go home.
But is there still an Irish reluctance to do that, in that people might ask for the bone because then they can explain it? But for some reason, if you ask to bring the remains of the dinner that you've paid for, it seems, I don't know, scabby or tight or something.
No, it's not just Irish. Like, there've been studies done on this. Like, there is... people do feel that, like, they feel embarrassed. And there was actually a study done on opting in, you know. So if you go into a restaurant, or you have to opt out. So if you go into a restaurant, the natural thing would be to be given a doggy bag. And they found that the uptake was obviously better there. But they did a study where they had people who... with a group. So they had their food and they left it up to them whether they wanted to ask for a doggy bag. Then another one where they were asked if they wanted to take a doggy bag. Another crowd were asked or were given the doggy bag by the waitress. She just brought it to them. There's your leftovers. And then the last option was the interesting one where they said, would you like it in a paper or a plastic bag? And they found that where it's normal, and to make people not feel like it's put upon them, you say, oh, well, so what way would you like it? Would you like it in a plastic bag or a paper bag? And then it's all normalised. And turned out that people are very happy to take home the food that way. And it's actually seen as, you know, a solution to food waste in restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is an interesting comment from a listener and maybe somebody who works in the food industry, perhaps. I think if you paid for the food, you have every right to take it home. The restaurant should be allowed to charge a euro for the packaging. Have you come across anything like that?
I've never come across that. And I don't know, it's sort of... I don't know where I'd pay it. Like, I'd be okay to pay it. But and maybe, you know, it does make people think more about the packaging you're getting. You know, if it's plastic, is it recyclable? You know, what you do with it. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I never encountered it.
Yeah. But I imagine if you're running a restaurant and you're routinely asked for a doggy bag, your conclusion might be our portions are too large.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that is the thing. There are like some chefs who got back to me. They said that. They said, you know, they've got it kind of worked out that the portions are, you know, just right. Because the thing about it is you might have a portion size, which there's really not that much left over. So it's not enough to go in a doggy bag. And, you know, it's just left on the side of the plate and it's wasted. And that's terrible. Like that one you really want to solve, you know.
Yeah.
So I think restaurants do pay attention to that because it's money down the drain for everyone.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. But then again, I suppose from a consumer point of view, they want to see a certain amount of food on a plate. Or do they? I suppose it depends on the restaurant. But if it's very small, even if it's extremely filling, they might feel they're not getting their money's worth.
I know. And there is a sense of that. But I mean, I know studies that have been done on portion size, like and how they've increased. One of the big things is that the size of plates have increased. So when you increase the size of the plate, you know, you need more food, you know, to put on it.
Ah.
And that has been a contributing factor. But yeah, it'd be interesting one to chat to restaurants just in terms of plate size and, you know, where they are in it.
Carina, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the restaurant critic there, Carina Hargrave. Someone says, what is wrong with people bringing their own container for a doggy bag when going to the restaurant? Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Watched a woman in the US scraping all her children's plates into a single container to take home. It was pasta, fries and stuff like that. So unlikely to have been for an actual dog. I think all restaurants should allow dogs inside, says this texter, so you can give your dog leftovers under the table. Then no need for bags. Dogs are people too and have rights. I think you'll find that's actually not true. Dogs are, you know, dogs. Somebody else says, I would never go to a restaurant that doesn't serve its food in a bag already. If you want your dinner on a plate, go to the south side.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.